Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hi everyone, this is Allison. How's everyone doing tonight? I hope you all had a great weekend. I just want to thank you for joining me this evening. As you all know, the show is all about numerology, but tonight we have a special guest joining us. So we're bringing a little astrology to tonight's program. Now in numerology, we look at the name and the date that you were born, and from that information, we can determine a great deal of insight about you as a person. Now, astrology uses your date of birth, time of birth, and the location of birth to do much the same. And we are so fortunate to have with us tonight Deborah Dillard, a sidereal astrologer. She is known as Debs the Horoscope Lady to KOL Radio's 1.3 million listeners. Wow. Broadcast over AOL, where she has been a weekly guest since October 2003. She also is the fabulous host of her own show right here on BBS Radio, which airs Wednesdays at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hi, Deb, and welcome to Visible by Numbers.
Hey, woman, how the heck are you?
Yeah. I'm pretty good.
You sound good. I know. Yes, and thank you so much for having me on your show. I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We are. Listen, did I say that right, sidereal?
Yes, you did. You said that right, and I was flattered. You must have been reading my bio. You got all that stuff in. Thank you.
Oh, well, I could have gone on and on about how wonderful you are. Specifically, you know, I do want to tell our listeners that, all right, I don't know everything. As a matter of fact, the more I know, the more I realize that I don't know. So this concept of sidereal astrology was really something rather new to me, and Deb actually did my chart for the first 4 months of the year. And the whole idea of it being is she sent me a tape and told me what was going to be going on in my life, and I was supposed to write down events in my life as they happened and see if what she told me came true. And I have to say, I was rather impressed, very impressed, how incredibly accurate Debs was in her predictions for what was going to be going on in my life. I am a convert. So, Deb, maybe you'd like to explain to our listeners, you know, what exactly is sidereal astrology? What's the difference between that and topical astrology? I know you can do a dissertation on this, but try
I'm
to
gonna do it quick, though.
I'll
do it quick.
See
all
what
right.
You can do.
All right. 2,000 years ago, they were the guys who were sitting around deciding, the Greek astrologers, how to divide up the sky. One group divided it up by the seasons. It's the first day of spring was the first day of Aries, first day of summer is the first day of Cancer, first day of fall, first day of Libra, first day of winter, first day of Capricorn, and divided everything out, you know, 360 degrees, so you got three signs in each. The other group said, that's too easy. We're going to go ahead and use this mathematical way of looking at the thing, and we're going to see exactly where the sun is as opposed to on the constellations, first day of spring, first day, you know, summer, and on and on. And it turned out to be exactly the same. So it's however you wanted to do your math. 2,000 years later, because of the precession of the equinoxes, the first day of spring, which is still the first day of spring here in the north, the sun is actually now in the constellation of Pisces. It's about 7 degrees of Pisces. So everybody in the east still does, they divide out the sky like that. So all your Hindu astrologers, a small group of us, but it's growing, in the west will divide the sky out like that. So we do astrology by the constellations, and tropical astrologers do it by the seasons. But 2,000 years ago, it was exactly the same, so it didn't matter. But it matters quite a bit now. So that's it in a nutshell.
And consequently, some people may actually perceive themselves to be one sign when they are actually another, or it can have differences in interpretations, really, the differences between the two astrologies, right?
Oh, much different. And
okay.
That actually is the big hullabaloo, because people do not want to lose their sun sign. They've been told all their life, you know, please don't take my sun sign away
take
from
my
me.
Sun sign, I need it.
Right, because they've been told their entire lives they're this sun sign. And when you say to them, no, the sun was actually in this position when you were born, after they get over the shock, like you, it's like, oh, well, this makes so much more sense anyway.
Right. Well, I think everyone should give it a try, frankly, and actually investigate it and see if it doesn't make more sense in their lives than trying to follow, you know, a cookie-cutter pattern of what it is you're supposed to be and it doesn't really work for you. This might be the reason why. And so I just think you're great, and I think this is really interesting.
Thank you.
And, of course, we're not really going to go into that so much tonight because on tonight's show, we're actually going to combine our considerable skills to examine the charts of people in the news. You're going to be fascinated that the same information comes through using two completely different divination tools. And you and I were talking, Debs, and we were saying it's always an amazing thing. There's so many different ways to, I mean, we were not left here on this planet clueless, that we were actually left with tools to help us understand our lives, our purpose, our destiny, who we are, what our challenges are, et cetera, et cetera. And it's amazing how they validate each other, right? We had this conversation, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is amazing to me because I'll say one thing and you'll say, yes, that's exactly, and vice versa.
Right, exactly.
You know, without talking to each other ahead of time.
Right. And we really haven't discussed these charts. And what we actually did is we kind of got a list of names of people that we're going to discuss. And I'm just going to say what I see in the numerology, and you're going to say what you're going to see in your astrology, and we're going to see, you know, what we're coming up with. And folks, a little later in the show, we're also going to be taking your calls and doing readings based on not only your numerology, but also your sidereal astrology. So, you know, this could be, you know, a really great night to get a double, being tag teamed, I guess is what you would call
it.
Tag-teamed
a double whammy.
By the numerologer and the astrologer. And we will, you know, we will open the lines in just a little bit, but we're going to talk a little bit about people in the news. And, you know, I got to tell you who I want to start with. You know who I want to start with, don't you? You probably don't. Okay.
I was thinking, well, I've got my list, and unless we're going down by that list, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I really want to start with Rosie O'Donnell, okay? I really want to start there.
Start with Rosie.
Oh, there's just been so much in the news about her. And I think as much as a year ago, when there started to be, you know, glimmers of this coming up with her, and I do biographies quite like you do all the time. You know, one beautiful thing about people in the news is their lives are public, their information is public, their problems are public. So you can pretty much go to the internet, Google search them, and you can look at their chart, and you can actually do validations from looking at their chart. Rosie was one of the ones that I've been looking at for a couple of years now, and she's really got some stuff going on her chart right now. And part of me sits home and is going, Rosie, don't do it. Rosie, don't do it, because I know that what's going on in her chart is really wanting to push her into the limelight. It really is a time of great emotions. It's a time of excruciating sensitivity for her. And it's also really, if you read the essences the way they are, it's a time of loss for her as well. And it's clearly written in her chart, in her essences. And what I want to say about Rosie, when I look at these numbers, is this is a person that comes with love in their hearts. Truly, this is the champion for the underdog. And I really can't emphasize that enough with Rosie. She's real, and she really does care about you, and she does care about people that are less fortunate. And this is truly who she is as a person. Now, the comedic aspects of Rosie comes through in her birthday number. I mean, people that have three energy are funny, and they have a tendency to be a little sarcastic, but that is humor. And they really do, you know, they have a way of making things very lighthearted and very funny, and they're very interesting to be around. And that comes in with her birthday number. But the expression number, people, the thing you got to understand about Rosie O'Donnell is she is a messenger. She is an 11 in her expression position. And this is talking about a sad childhood. This is talking about someone that's very, very sensitive. But it's also talking about someone who is an inspirational leader, someone who, through their life, they learn their truth. And once they learn their truth, they try to inspire others with it. This person, Rosie O'Donnell, really is here in some capacity to be a messenger to humanity. And this is what her chart is saying about her. And I really find when you read some of the things on Rosie's blog and when you actually read some of the things that she says, you really know that this is a person that wears her heart on her sleeve. And that's really what her chart is saying about her. This year, tough year for her because she has an overall 6 challenge. It's a 6 year, and she's challenged to that year. So again, it comes in being a tough year for her. And that's what I'm seeing in the numerology. Now you tell me what you're seeing in the astrology.
Okay, first of all, Rosie O'Donnell was born March 21st, 1962. And for anyone out there, if you were born March 21st of any year, except maybe leap year, but the sun was in 7 degrees of Pisces, so you already think you're a Pisces. Well, actually, you should think you're a Pisces, not an Aries. I know a lot of the tropical sites say she's an Aries and talk about her aggression. And I thought, these are people with no memories at all and have never read her blog. When she had her talk show a long time ago, she was known as the nice one.
Mm-hmm.
She was considered the nice talk show host, and she really mm-hmm. is a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Where the rapid fire aggression comes from is it's that heart on her sleeve. I've got to defend what I think people who
mm-hmm.
can't defend themselves and going on.
Mm-hmm.
I would say she's got an Aquarius rising, and if anyone born on or about March 21st, 1962, the time of mourning, I've got her pegged at. You've got Jupiter, Mars, Chiron, and Mercury right there in that first house. So it's all out there. I mean, it is all out there. And it might be coming off a little bit different than everybody thinks it ought to or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No, her past year being in the limelight and everything and, having new relationships in the public, being on The View past couple of years, I guess, it's about to come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be tough for her, really tough. I think she loved doing that. And
I can really see her withdrawing next year. I can see her
absolutely
turning in a big way.
Yeah, I'm thinking
but she's not
literally
going
after.
Anywhere.
No, she's not going anywhere. I think after July 15th, she will withdraw. And, in another couple years, we will, she'll be back at it again and, doing things to help children. That's what she's all about. So, and helping people who can't defend themselves.
Exactly. She's a defender of those that are less fortunate. And it's very clear in her chart. She really, but it was never meant for her to be in obscurity. The 11 will bring you to the forefront and put you in front of people. So it was never meant for her to go off and just lead a normal life. She is a messenger. From a spiritual aspect, you have to look at Rosie and you have to understand that the spiritual realm is really trying to send a message through her and through her work and through her message. And it's really important, I think, to pay attention to her. This pinnacle that she's in right now is teaching a lot of unconditional love. It's an extremely emotional pinnacle. It's not necessarily energy that she's comfortable with because it's actually energy that she doesn't necessarily have in her core elements. So whenever you're in a pinnacle and you don't have the tools, it can be a toughie. But really, I can see after the age of 49, she's going back into the limelight or into a position of speaking and people listening. So I really don't see her fitting into the woodwork forever. So I really love this.
No.
I don't know about you, but I love her. I just think she's...
I do, and I love... I think her blogs just say it all the way it
mm-hmm.
does, and her poetry is decent, and it's amazing. And when people are cruel about it, I know she
mm-hmm.
must be completely confused about that.
Because she's... She basically would not hurt anyone, I don't think, on purpose.
No, she wouldn't.
Totally with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Well, now that we're talking about Rosie, I'm sorry, but we have to bring up nemesis, shall we say?
Yeah.
I'll bring up her nemesis, Donald Trump. Okay. I have one thing to say about Donald Trump's chart, and that is like he's the king of karma because in numerology there's certain numbers that indicate bringing in a lesson from a past life, meaning you kind of... you have to do it, and you have to do it right in this lifetime. And this man has karma in almost everywhere in his chart, and I just had to laugh about that. I'm like, and one good thing that's saying about karma is people sometimes are overwhelmed when they know that they brought a lesson in, and they're thinking, oh, why me? But look at Donald Trump. The guy's got karma. I mean, the man certainly has money. He has success. He certainly has everything anyone could possibly want materially, okay? So you can come in, such as him, and actually, achieve something with karma. Problem being is, I think it's kind of funny with him that he has a big issue with his own physicalness, his own body, his own sensuality, wanting to be free. But unfortunately, that can bring him problems. And I kind of think it's a little bit funny, and I have to say this. I'm just going to come out and say this. This guy sat here and called Rosie a whole bunch of names for her, the way she looked. Okay,
yep.
I don't know.
I know.
I'm sorry, but Donald, get a mirror. Because, hello, And then he made some sort of joke about his her beautiful wife and saying that he was going to send somebody to come get her wife. And I'm wanting to say to Donald, did you ever occur to you that all these beautiful women that you've been married to, that have been in your life, did you think you could really get them without all that money? I mean, did you look in the mirror? You know, quite frankly, you know, he in his world, does he absolutely understand that his sexuality, his desire for sexuality, and also he's saying one thing about Rosie, but it's actually you're paying for it in your life, frankly. He is. And I found that to be like, oh, that just drove me crazy about him. But anyhow, with that being said, this guy absolutely has to learn to be disciplined in his life. There's a lot of hard knock lessons that come through for him. A lot of it has to do with his sensuality. A lot of it also has to do with 13-4s. They have to be careful of what they say. Sometimes they say it so cruelly, so mean, so horribly that, you know, that's part of the lesson. They're so judgmental. And they have to learn not to come out and hit people over the heads when they've come to a place of judgment. And I think Donald really demonstrated that quite a bit with Rosie. Certainly the guy, like I said, he's got to adhere to discipline, but at the same time, nothing wants to stay the same in his life. He's on a roller coaster ride as far as his career and his life. Change is constant for this man. But he has to still, even though there's change all around him, in order to get anywhere, he has to be disciplined. He has to be organized. He has to be efficient. Otherwise, you know, his life is crazy. One would almost call his chart a little bipolar. You have discipline on one hand, and you have this crazy change coming in for him constantly. It must be very hard for him to be him because part of him can be anal. Part of him can want everything just so, all of his ducks in a row. But also there's a little bit of a wild child in him as well. And as far as relationships go, here comes the other. I mean, we're talking another karmic number that says his relationships do not want to stay stable. They're always going to have problems when it comes to his love life. I find his chart with all this karma, you know, you got to give the guy credit for achieving things. You have to, because it can be done. But this guy truly is working on a lot of stuff in this lifetime. What'd you think? You looked at a chart.
Well, let me see. I certainly have. June 14th, 1946. Anyone born June 14th, if you're born certainly earlier in the day as opposed to later, that actually it's a changeover day. And he is not a sun in Gemini. He is a sun in Taurus. It was 29 degrees of Taurus. It was the very last degree, or the 30th degree, actually. And God love him. He is the best and worst of Taurus. And I can say this because I am one. You know, it's... The best part of a Taurus is that their cooperation, and people always talk about how pig-headed Taurians are. Well, they wouldn't be good in business if they didn't know how to cooperate. And it's like, okay, you and I are both going to make money. I'm going to make this deal. You're going to make that deal. We're going to work together. And this is where, you know, he is built and built and built. He obviously does like money. He obviously does like nice things. But, you know, holy moly, he turns around, and then he's like the absolute worst of a Taurus can be. You know, it's that judgmental, it's that pig-headedness, it's that over-the-top, you know, one is, you know, if one is good, 15 must be better, and it's not always, with his buildings, you know, being huge and everything being just, you know, more and more and more. The first time they have for him gives Cancer rising, and I'm thinking it's wrong. He's got to be a Leo rising because he does have so much pride, and pride goes before a fall. And I think that's what's going to happen. And I think
there's a lot of humbling that goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and the guy's gone bankrupt and come back, and you got to give him credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
Why he goes after Rosie? I think part of it's just attention, absolute attention. And I think all her planets, I was saying in the first house in Aquarius, are in his seventh house. And I think he's actually fascinated with her. And I think he's a little embarrassed by that. That's my take on it. He's fascinated with her because here's a woman who, you know, didn't have it easy. And she's lived her life and did the way she did. And she doesn't fit any stereotype he thinks a woman ought to be.
Well, I don't think he can comprehend the heart aspects, frankly. I mean, most of his numbers are mental. There isn't a lot of nurturing that goes on with this guy. He isn't a coddler, certainly.
Oh, no.
He doesn't wear his heart on his sleeve. You know, I don't know if you'd have to dig to, you know, China to find emotions in him because It's just not present in the chart. So I really don't think that he can actually relate to her emotions. I don't think he can relate to, you know, who she is as a person. He doesn't have her energy. He couldn't.
No,
it
no.
isn't there. It doesn't exist. I mean, we're all different. And God love him. He's being exactly what he's supposed to be, just as Rosie is being what she's supposed to be. We're not supposed to be each other. That is why we're so unique. But I don't think he can comprehend her. I think maybe, you know, in the next lifetime, maybe the guy will try a six on for a change and learn what it's like to actually have a heart. I don't know. That's just my take on it. Okay,
yeah,
I want to talk.
Go ahead. But I was
going
to say, after this summer, he's going to be stopped. Somebody's going to stop him in his tracks this summer and say, no,
really?
We've had enough. Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm looking for that to happen by September.
Okay. Well, I see that this is a 2-year for him. And really, frankly, you know, that's not a year. It's a year where you better, you know, set back in the background and you better not push to the forefront. And any time that you're pushing or straining for anything, it's going to backfire on you. So with that being said, okay, I agree with you on that. So good. Let's talk for a moment about this big debacle with Imus in the morning, okay?
Yeah.
You got Imus's chart?
Okay. Yep, I sure do.
We'll do this one, and then we'll kind of open up for readings and whatever. We'll open up the lines. But anyhow, you know, I'm looking at this guy's chart, and it's certainly an 8 life path. You know, a person comes in, power and mastery, money. Certainly a little bit of a control freak when you come in with 8 energy. 23 birthday certainly will make you a free spirit. And also unconventional in the sense that, you know, 5 energy can shock you, frankly. They do not think the way the rest of us think. They absolutely are open to everything. They're open to new ideas. And so it's really interesting that his birthday is so open. And but the 6 expression really says that this guy, what he's here to do is home, hearth, and family, and love, and community. It's quite like Rosie's life path number is a 6. This guy's expression is a 6. So what it is that he came to do, he brings a lot of love and caring for those less fortunate. And I do believe that he does do a lot of charity work, I think, for children. I believe I read that in his bio.
Yep, he does.
And he's been doing that for many, many years. But what I think, you know, as his maturity comes around and where, you know, what happened to him as far as this thing with Rosie is he was in a 13-4 essence at the time. Not Rosie, sorry. With the unfortunate remarks that he made. Let's just call it that because I wouldn't repeat them. Unfortunately, it was under the 13-4 essence. And remember what I said about Donald Trump? When a person has a 13-4 present, you've got to be the 1 and the 3. The 3 is about expressing yourself, okay? You have to be very careful about being judgmental or saying something flippant or saying something offhand. Sometimes it comes out really, really cruel. You have to learn to watch your mouth when you've got 13-4 present in your chart. Don't be judgmental. Don't be throwing stuff out there because it's usually going to blow up in your face. During the time when he made those remarks, this was present in his chart. And certainly it was a 3-year for him, so it was all about a year that gave him the opportunity to express himself. But it also was saying, be careful of what it is that you say. And I'm going to just say that I really see for him in 2008, I'm really concerned to a certain extent about the effect of all of this on him, whether or not it may affect his health even, or in some capacity, you know, limit him and put him kind of like, it's kind of like putting a box around him and limiting a lot of what he's able to do. Oft times when we have double fours coming in, it can mean health. And so I just want to throw that out there that I would, you know, really want to caution him to go to the doctors, pay attention to anything that goes on, because, you know, it can be, you know, that all of this has taken its toll on him. But I really see that as he moves on into maturity and now that he's there, he pretty much has got to understand that his life is going to be a little bit of a roller coaster after the age of 45, 50 anyhow, because all of this freedom, you know, unexpected developments are coming in, and it's absolutely part of the plan for the latter years of his life. It's kind of like you have a 5 in your maturity position. Planning goes out the window. You got to fly by the seat of your pants, and you just got to take things as they come, and don't be so attached to things. Be flexible, adaptable, and willing to change. And that's what's going on with him now. A lot of changes. Nothing wants to stay permanent with him. That's my take on him, sweetheart. Your turn.
Okay, Don Imus was born July 23rd, 1940. Anybody born July 23rd is a Cancer. And I'm so glad you talked about how he really does care about people and he does have all these emotions. because if all you ever heard about the man was what was recently in the news, you'd have no clue. This guy has, and anyone born July 23rd of 1940 specifically, one, two, three, four, five things in cancer. Can't get much more feeling than that. He has Libra rising. I mean, he's actually quite bright, and he is open to new ideas. And why he sounds like such a redneck is because that's his shtick. The guy was actually born in Riverside, California. You know, it's like that's about as far as Texas as you can get. But what he's had for the last 2 years, and this is where it would get him because of the time of birth. Anyone right now with sidereal Libra rising, if you know what your sidereal rising sign is, you have what's called Saturn transiting your 10th house, and all eyes are on you. So when you look good, you look very, very good. But when you look bad, you look horrid. And people see it, and they don't, they don't forget it. He has made similar comments to this that he made before, and nobody really paid attention. It just kind of off in 5 minutes, yuck, 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 good old boys laughing. But everybody heard it this time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm with you. I think, and, you know, coming up very shortly, I would hate to see the guy emotionally destroy himself because he's not doing so well. I would like to see him go to the doctors and start taking care of himself. And in 2 more years, he can be back on the radio as opposed to going into the hospital.
Hello? Hello?
Did you know your name and date of birth speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential, and give you insight about your soul's journey in this lifetime. Join Alison Bachman, host of Visible by Numbers, Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, as she unlocks the secrets of how to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life by using numerology as a guide. You'll be inspired by Allison's passion, her amazing on-air readings, insightful topics, and guests. You don't want to miss Allison's show Monday nights on BBS. Visit Allison at www.visiblebynumbers.com for more information. Be well.
Hi, everybody. Just a minor glitch there. We were just so excited we knocked ourselves off the air.
Okay, that was it? That's funny. I don't know where there is. I can hear you, but it's obviously not the other way around.
Right.
I don't know where I left off with, but...
Well, you were talking about the 4 year. You'd rather have him take care of his health and end up in a hospital.
In 2 years. He's got 2 years to take care of himself, to reinvest himself in the community, or he's going to end up in a hospital, I feel... as opposed to going back on the radio, starting
fresh
again.
Now, isn't that interesting? We did not talk about these charts. Isn't it interesting, especially with that particular aspect, how we're both coming up with the same information? I mean, am loving this. Are you loving this?
Right.
I'm loving it.
I truly am. I really, really am. Yeah.
Okay. Well, hold on. Just let me make a little. I'm going to just make a little announcement here. Take a break. Deep breath. And I'm just going to do a little announcement here. And you know, we're going to open up the lines here in case anybody wants to call in. And we will continue to do our people in the news anyhow in between. Or if anybody calls or doesn't call, we're just going to keep doing our thing. So anyhow, you're listening to Visible by Numbers on BBS Radio. And this is Allison Bachman. And my guest tonight is Deborah Dillard, who is the host of her own radio show here on BBS Radio, which airs Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Debs is a sidereal astrologer. Tonight we're discussing people in the news and comparing the information found in numerology to what is discovered in astrology. We are taking your calls. Whether you have a question for Deb or myself on the subject of astrology or numerology, or we would be happy to do a little reading for you too. We can actually tag team you, she doing your astrology, me doing your numerology. So here's the numbers to call in. If you want to call in, it's toll-free USA. 1-877-876-5227. Calling toll-free from Canada, it's 1-888-810-8322. Or call direct from California at 530-876-3222. And you can find those numbers right there on the front page of BBS Radio, www.bbsradio.com. Okay, Deb, where are we at now? Oh, I know. I want to do Lindsay Lohan. Oh, wait a minute. Do I have a caller? Hi. Say or beep. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Allison.
Hi.
This is Anu.
Hi, Anu. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very
good. Deborah.
Debs, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. I've done Anu's complete and total numerology, so I don't have to second guess this. I'm pretty sure she's calling for you.
Sure.
Okay, dear. Do you have your birthday?
Yes, it's December 8, 1966.
1966. Do you know your time?
It's 9:37 p.m. in New Delhi, India.
9:37 p.m. New Delhi? Oh, well, you know exactly what kind of zodiac I use. All right there. Let me pull that up. Yep. Okay. The moments, okay, are ticking by. Okay, let me see. Born December 8th, 1966. The sun was still in Scorpio, 22 degrees of Scorpio. You've got Cancer rising on you. What would you like to know?
Career change.
Ah, career change. Oh, brilliant. Okay, anyone born December 8th, 1966, first of all, this past year, it's been about expansion. And if you've gained some weight, that's okay. You know, hopefully you've gained muscle as opposed to anything else. But your career should be moving in a new workplace, and you should be settled and very happy after Thanksgiving of this year, which is November, 21st or something. And you'll have a whole year of getting your workplace exactly the way you want it. So I would be sending out resumes and stuff, now. And then that way, when that rolls around, you will be set up beautifully. And the year after that, it looks like you get promotions, and they'll send you places and whatnot. Why in the world, at the same time, are you buying a house or something? Because it looks like your money tightens up. So I don't know if you're either saving more money or you've got to put out more money every month starting the middle of this summer.
Well, I'm trying to publish a book.
Oh, okay, so that would do it. Okay, that would do it. It's like, because you've got to invest all the money in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that starts July 15th. But don't worry about that. A lot of people panic because they're like, oh, no, the money's not there. But sometimes, obviously, you have to spend money to make money. And, that'll be fine. But no. It's the career looks great as far as getting into a place that absolutely loves and appreciates you.
This is like a location change or just a job change?
Within the company. Shoot. I'm thinking a job change. Do you like the company that you're with?
I like the group of people I work with, yes.
Yeah.
It's a huge company.
I definitely a job change this year. The following year, unless they put you in a new division or new people come in,
mm-hmm.
I would say a career, that's a specific place, changing places. But for this next year...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Could she possibly keep her job and still bring in like an entirely different thing that she does as well?
Yeah, Allison is right. That's what I would like to know.
She could bring in a new thing that she does, but the thing is her work day... Well, because her work day is going to change, but it's going to be exactly what she's asking for. So what I was going to say is I want to see her asking for, like, very specifically everything she wants. Don't waste that year starting in November going around for 12 months after that.
Okay.
Time to make a dream then.
Yeah.
Make a dream.
And the same thing, because you've got sidereal Cancer rising, in 2 weeks' time, Mars is going to be transiting your 10th house. And again, it's not as severe as Saturn, but all eyes are going to be on you. So, if you want to impress the boss in 2 weeks, have plans, do whatever, and then you'll have 6 weeks after that to really get the boss's attention to say, and same thing with your book, it's like, okay, I want to be seen, I want them to know what I'm doing, and go from there.
So that is
so
starting
concentrate
from
your
now or after November? The change
well,
is starting
what okay, and starting in 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
either you can put in for whatever you want to put in for to advertise yourself and to be seen and heard. and you have 6 weeks to do that to the maximum effect. Starting in November, you get the work day that you really want to have. And so you got to ask for it. You know, get specific.
Oh,
say, yes,
okay.
I want this. You know, I want to be here. I want to do this. I want to be making these kind of contributions. I want to start at this time, you know, kind of thing. It's like if you want flex time or something. And, you know, you can do whatever you need to do to make your work day the most, you know.
Exactly the way I want.
Exactly. You know,
okay.
So you get the most out of it. And they get the most out of you, too, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, okay, everybody's happy. Was that helpful, Anu?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Allison.
Okay, talk to you soon, Anu.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. I would have done her numerology, but I've done a full reading on her, so that would be just... I know she wasn't calling for me. I knew that.
She had that. Well, thank you, ma'am. That was nice.
She's got an hour CD she can listen to. She can re-listen
okay.
to it all. Okay. Let's do Lindsay Lohan for a second. How's that sound?
Okay.
Now, when I look at her numbers, you know, what I'm seeing here is it's quite like Rosie. You know, she really does come in with love of family, ties to family. You know, there is a lot of heartfelt with her, and certainly a lot of emotion as well. And the birthday number suggests that she's quite sensitive, overly sensitive to some extent. And I'll tell you what, with this girl, she's gonna go to the hard knock lesson of life because her expression number, what her soul came to do, is actually a karmic number, and she has to learn to discipline and focus herself. She can't get away with anything, a chance or a risk or not following the rules. Whenever she does that, it's gonna come back and it's gonna more or less bite her in the butt. So she absolutely has to follow order and organize her life and be efficient. Any time that she sways from that, it's gonna buy her a whole lot of trouble. And what I want to say about Lindsay is this, okay? She's currently 20. She's in a five essence going on in her life right now. So what we're talking about here is that, you know, abuse. There can be a lot of abuse of you know, the what's going on, alcohol, drugs, even sensuality, the whole nine yards. It's very hard to rein yourself in when you're under the influence of this particular essence. I can see that when she turns 21 in July, she's got two hard knock years still ahead of her. And I'm saying to people, don't expect her to straighten out anytime too soon. Quite like the scenario with Rosie, she's not going away in the news. She's absolutely going to be front and center news, but it's not going to be for good things. And this is
Hello?
Going to go on for a couple more years for her. And I can actually, again, see a loss coming in for her as if something near and dear to her heart or something that's important to her, that this is just going to create the opportunity for a loss for her. So she really, really, really wants to rein it in and watch her P's and Q's and discipline herself and just get her, you know, get her head together. She has to ground herself more and be more practical.
Hello?
That's what I'm seeing. And I know we got a caller, and I hear you, caller, and we're going to get to you in just a second. I'm going to
Oh, okay.
Deb.
I wasn't sure. Thank you.
I hear you. I know you're there. Let me give Deb just a second to do her Lindsay Lohan interpretation, and then we'll get right to you, okay? So you hang with
okay.
us, okay?
No problem.
Okay. Lindsay Lohan, born July 2nd, 1986. Anyone born July 2nd of any year, the sun was smack in the middle of Gemini. Very social, bright, but, and this is what you're talking about, like the discipline. The thing with Geminis are they're on the surface with a lot of stuff, and they'll just say things and do things and think there's no consequences. Until it's like, oh, okay, well, this is the way life is. They're certainly like that when they're young. Yeah, she's got it tough. This girl is going to stay in the news. The public likes her, and that's what the real shame of all this is. It's like the public is getting a view of this young lady not acting like a lady at all, so much to say. And again, with Libra rising, Saturn's up in the 10th house, just like Don Imus, everybody's seeing what she does. Absolutely everybody. She can't get away with anything. Again, next couple of years are going to be hard as she turns 21. I think as she's 25, 26, it'll be time to, okay, I'm either going to straighten up, get serious about my acting, and serious about my career, because Disney's not going to keep me on at this rate,
mm-hmm.
or I don't think she'll disappear, but she'll go into some, maybe she'll go to Europe and act.
it looks pretty rough for her coming up. It sure does, doesn't it?
It really, really does, and it's a shame because she's got all this talent, but, youth. There you go. That's youth.
There you go.
Okay, caller. Thank you
Hello.
For holding.
No problem.
Who's calling?
My name is Sandy. I'm from Vancouver, Washington.
Hi, Sandy. Welcome to Visible by Numbers. Do you have a question, or did you want us to do a reading for you?
A reading would be nice.
Okay.
I was born November 7th, 1955 at 2:20 p.m.
November 7th, you said?
Correct.
Okay. I'm getting my numerology on. And I got a feeling Deborah's getting her astrology on.
I need to know where you were born.
In Portland, Oregon.
Okay. Give me a second, and we're going to get your information here, and then I'll be able to tell you a little bit about yourself. All righty. So we're looking at November 7th, 1955. And, oh, gosh, what I got to tell you is, you know, right off the bat, I'm looking at your chart. And, of course, because I can't get, see, numerology is based on your name on your birth certificate as well as your date of birth, but we really do not allow people to give their name on their birth certificates on the air. So all I can really do is read from your date of birth, and I see almost immediately just how sensitive to the environment and to people you are. You really are what we call an empath, someone who actually feels the energy around them, and that can be people, places, and things. And this is also saying about you that you have a great deal of psychic ability, connection to reading people, but certainly the clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance, I mean, all that's there for you. And really, your life is about being, a peacemaker and being very diplomatic, because reason being is you have this talent and this ability to really know what people want. You absolutely can read what they want. You know what I'm saying? And so you may find yourself in the middle of opposing parties. You may find yourself in the middle of people that are arguing, coworkers or whatever, family members. And you're always that person in the middle, the person who manages to bring about peace for people. Certainly, you have a gift with art. You have a gift with poetry. A beautiful rhythm. I mean, I hope you dance because I'm sure you're an amazing dancer. A lot of artistic ability here with this number. Your birthday number is saying that you're very intelligent as well, very analytical. There's part of you that's emotional. There's also part of you that can be very, very factual and very, very mental. And this seven number wants to take you to the metaphysical. It wants you to explore your spirituality. In many, many ways, you know that you're a spiritual being having a physical
existence. Is that why I'm
pitching
that?
Yeah.
People think I'm such a nut because I'm a real spiritualist.
Yeah.
I'm a little nutty, but they don't seem to mind.
Nah. Well, you just know. You know this time that you are, that this is not really real, that you're going through the motions of a life, but you really feel attached to the spiritual realm, and you really feel as though that's home. And you almost sense it and know it.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So this time for you, you know, that number is talking all about that part of you, the wise old sage Buddha, the person who brings with them spiritual truth. And actually, it's not about you discovering so much as you remembering all of this. You read a book, and it might be about something spiritual, and you sit there and you, like, I knew that. You know, I'm not reading anything new here. I already knew these things. So I really want to tell you that you're quite gifted in the arena of learning anything having to do with the metaphysical, whether you do wanted to do numerology, tarot, psychic readings, be a teacher, palmistry, any of those things. You probably could be brilliant at it. Biggest challenge early on in your life really is life doesn't want to stay. I mean, a lot of change comes in for you. Things do not want to stay constant. Your life is a little bit of a roller coaster. You got to be careful with that five energy. And what I mean by that is you know, don't do things on impulse. Think them through. Learn from your experiences. You better be ready for change in your life because that's one of your biggest challenges is to adapt to change. Your pinnacles humble me as a numerologist because you have all these nine pinnacles, which is very humanitarian energy, and it is a lot of spiritual energy. It's spiritual teacher energy. but it's also teaching you unconditional love. So for many, many eons in your life, for the majority of your life, you've been going through various different experiences to teach you truly what is divine love, unconditional love. And so there may have been many experiences within your life with people that perhaps aren't all that pleasant or all that wonderful, and you've had to learn to forgive and let them go, and you've had to learn to rise above it, and you've had to learn to love people no matter what. So that's what I'm saying. This year's a year of letting go for you. So it is an emotional year. It is a 9-year, and so you're letting go of things in your life, and you're getting ready to start something new next year, okay? So this year...
That's how I feel.
Well, yeah. And it feels tough this year, but I'll tell you what, next year you're going to be going doing, woohoo, I feel better. You're going to feel a lot better next year because you can almost sense something new coming in for you, okay? That's my deal. I'm going to turn you over to Miss Astrologer here and let her tell you what she sees, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, all right. All right, Sandy. November 7th, right, 1955?
Correct.
All right, first of all, when you were born, the sun was actually in Libra, 21 degrees of Libra. And that's that whole, she's talking intellectual and fairness and all about harmony and trying to learn, you know, in this lifetime that, you know, peace and balance and harmony, and that's it. It's a Sun-Saturn conjunction, so that's, man, that's tough growing up. But I love the fact that, you know, you've got actually got four things in Libra. It's all up there in what's called the ninth house, that you've taken all of this stuff and done the best that you can. The best that can be done with it is like you go out and teach other people or help other people, show compassion about it. Now, the last 2 years, and I know I got to do this quickly, the last 2 years, I don't know if you've had health issues or people around you have had health issues.
Both.
Let me just... Both?
Yeah.
Yeah, with double... Yeah, I'm thinking, of course you don't do it twice. You know, it can't just be one. All right. Let me tell you, give you this degree here of where your heart... Right carotid artery. All right. Eat your oatmeal, girl. I think this summer, any health issues that you've got are going to, like, okay, you're going to focus in on them, boom, here they are, and they're going to get fixed. It's like you're tired, you're exhausted with fooling around with it. It's like, because you don't have time for it. Because the next couple of years, you have all these relationship changes that are going to be coming in, all these things, and you are moving up, up, and up. And just like Allison said, when I said, she said next year, same thing. You have the transiting, what's called transiting Jupiter, will be going into your 11th house, and people start rewarding you. It's like, God, Sandy's always there for us. We know she's our go-to gal. We know that we can rely on her. And they start really, I guess, paying back all the things you've done for them. And so, after this summer, it's like, okay, I've just had enough of this. And you're just going to, you know, take off, and it's like, you start doing different and more things. Did you have any other questions specifically, or was that good?
No, I can just say that I've been going through such hell that all I can say is thank you. That's all I can say. I feel like I can't take any more, and I know it's an ending year, and I was sure hoping that it was almost over because I feel like I've paid enough.
It is.
And I don't know
over.
If I've made the mistakes or if it's just been me trying to learn to deal with things to grow. I don't know, but they've been very painful.
You've got a tall order. You know, you've got to look at your soul, and you've got to embrace and love yourself, and you really got to look at what's wonderful about you. Celebrate the blessings. A lot of it is perspective. Change your perspective on how you look at things. I'm telling you, next year is going to be so much better for you. And I really wish that I could look at your transits. I really wish I could look at your essences. That comes in with a name. You know, you might want to consider, you know.
Well, I know my name number is 10/1 or something like that. That's my.
Right, but I'd like to look at the essences, which really get into the nitty gritty of right now in your life.
Thank you.
But we want you to reassure you that hang in there, dear. Count the blessings. You really took on a tall order this time. But truly, you're a magnificent, loving human being, okay? And next year's...
That's what I thought, but I was beginning to wonder. Thank you.
No. You're such an old soul. You are such an old soul. But by numerical standards, zero challenges, very old soul. So you just got to honor yourself in the mission that you're on this time, okay? We love you.
I will.
You're going to do great.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye. Okay. Listen, Deb, If I hope you don't mind, but I got to make a couple announcements here, just visible by number of business. And then, you know, maybe we'll have time for one more chart before we close the show. Again, everybody, the show's been, we've been talking to Deborah Dillard. She's the host of her own radio show here on BBS. What's the name of it, Deb?
Deb's the Horoscope Lady.
Yeah. Okay, it's on Wednesdays, 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So make sure you check it out. Hi, caller. We'll be right with you, okay?
Thank you.
I got a few announcements to make, and then we'll get right to you. The other thing I wanted to tell everybody is sign up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter, okay? Once a month, I publish a newsletter on the subject of numerology. It's fun. It's informative. There's additional insights about numerology on it. I tell you all about great websites. It's absolutely free, and all you got to do is email me at either one of my email addresses on the front page of BBS. Check them out right there. And put newsletter in the title, and I'll be more than happy to send you the newsletter. I think you're going to enjoy it. If you like numerology, you're going to enjoy the newsletter. And the other thing that I wanted to get in tonight is that I am going to be offering some teleconference classes. It's an introduction to numerology teleconference class, and I'm open for enrollment on this. And the times and dates are yet to be announced. And each class is going to be limited to 10 students, and that assures personalized instruction. There are several classes being offered at different times to accommodate the number of students. So I just want you all to know that I taught this workshop in Doylestown, PA. It's my signature workshop. It's really, everybody loved it. And if you have a desire to learn more about numerology, I am going to design the same class that I did in Doylestown, but I'm going to do a teleconference style. This class is interactive because each student will have their own personal numerology chart to work with as the class begins. So it not only teaches you about numerology, but you also you're sitting there with your own numerology chart, so it's going to help you better understand your own personal unique energy. Teleconference classes have so much to offer because you've got personalized instruction, instant questions and answers, and the convenience of doing it from your own home. Also, I'm even going to be sending worksheets out with this. So anyhow, if you're interested in either the newsletter or the teleconference class, please contact me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com or at alynch@ptt.net for more information. And yes, we have a caller. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Kathy. How are you doing?
Hi, Kathy. How are you doing?
Good.
I got a feeling.
Yes?
You got a question for Debs, right?
I certainly do. Hi, Deb.
Deb, this is another one that I've done her numerology, so I'm going to put her in your capable hands, and I will tell you, you got 2 minutes, so do your magic.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay, quick, let me have your birth date. Birth date, 1/27/1951. I was born at 8:39 p.m. in Cortland, New York.
Cortland, okay.
And I'm really interested.
All right. And what question are you looking for? Why
I'm really interested in the months to come, in the next 9 months, things that I can expect and see, whether it is a business or a move or with family.
Okay. First of all, anyone born January 27th, 1951, or any year, I'm going real fast here, the sun was in 13 degrees of Capricorn. You know, you are pragmatic. You are practical. Forget thinking you're an Aquarius, even though when you were born, you're an Aquarius rising. So it's like you do see the world. I mean, that's a very big part of who and why you think you are. All right. I know the last 7 years, 6 years, have been one daggone change after another. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. Some of them not so pleasant. Others, like, hot damn, here they come. You've got this huge opportunity coming up between now and next March. If you know about it already, you already know what I'm talking about. You're going to be able to grab it. But it's real. It's absolutely real. Coming up July 15th and going for the next 2 years, big changes in relationships, big changes in how people see you at work or where you're going with it, your career. And your career, I know for the last 2 years, has been kind of like, holy mackerel, do I really want to do this? But you are going up, up, and up, and up. And if you keep, George Patton said, always do more than what's expected. If you keep doing that in the next 7 years, you are going to be absolutely on the top of your career. Okay, that was about as fast as I can do it. You know, get it in that 2 minutes.
Do you see it really? We really apologize, but we have to end the show. So
okay.
My suggestion to you is listen to Deb's, call her in and get a little bit more from her on her radio show on Wednesdays, 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and she'll be happy to tell you some more. But we got to go. We got to go.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you so much. It is always fun being with you on the radio. Love you. And hopefully
love
come back
too,
again,
too.
Will you?
Okay. I sure will.
All righty.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye, everyone. Peace, love, and abundance.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.